Again, we're going to see a difference over here between when professional do things with their kalim and a regular person that does things around the house. But unlike in the previous Mishnayos, we were talking about bakers versus stand people baking, here we're going to be dealing with flour sifting. How do you sift flour? So there was like a mesh, like wires that go vertically and horizontally, and there are little like little boxes in between. And you put that into a frame. So the way this thing is made is the mesh is like underneath and the frame is on top. And this mesh is called a yam. Why? Because it's surrounded, just like the yam is surrounded by the dry land. Now, today a strainer is made out of thin metal wires. Their strainers were woven from the hair of goats. So, legabe da halachis of tumah, then has din of sak. And what's the din with this type of keli? Similar to kliyetz. Actually, same as kliyetz. If it has a teichiv, you can put things inside, it's mekabel tumah. If it's flat, it's tahar. Let's see our Mishnah. Yam nafa, this screen, this mesh that's made out of sirizim, shall salosin. Silas means flour. Salosin are professional flour sifters. So the din is tummy. The screen is tummy, even after you take it out of the frame. Why? It's called a keli, even after you take it out. Yeah, but you took it out of the sifter. Shouldn't I consider it broken? So let me ask you something. It's not 100% exact, but if you take the filter out of your air conditioner to clean it, is that called broken? No, it's made to take it out and clean it. The professional, he's sifting so much flour, this is designed that you remove the mesh and you have to clean it. Different pieces get stuck in the holes, and obviously then it doesn't work. So the fact that it's separated from the etzem frame, I don't consider that broken. And the Nela once again says the Mishnah, Yam Nafa Shel Salos, and this animal hair mesh, in other words, this sifter, which the professional flour sifters use, is tame, even when you take the mesh out of the frame. Shambalabatim tar. Stam is a private person, doesn't have to clean this very often. So it's not really made that it's easy to come out. When you do take it out of the frame, at this point I say, you know what, it's not part of the keli anymore. Rabbi Huda says, Avshal Gidelis. Gidelis is a hairdresser. What does the hairdresser have to do with sifting flour? Well, when the hairdresser would cut hair, she wants to catch the pieces of hair that come out, and when she combs the hair, she wants to catch the pieces of hair that come out. So she spread also this like screen, a kind of a mesh or screen that was made out of seer ezim, was woven together, or from reeds, and actually the girl who was being worked on would sit on this. So even though I wouldn't consider it like kibble, but it's roi lekabel tumah for a totally different reason. It's called tumas moishev. Any keli that's made to sit on, that a person's weight leans on it, is mekabel tumas midras, even though it doesn't have a base kibble. And because this is roi lekabel tumas midras, because they actually sit in this, it also becomes tummy in different ways. So zak the Mishnah. Once again, Rabbi Huda says, I'll give you another example of this mesh becoming tummy when it's not part of a frame. Avshal Gaidelis, the one that the Gaidelis, the hairdressers have, Tommy Moishev, is right to be Makabel Thomas Moishev, and therefore it also becomes Tommy if you touch it. And the reason it's Roy, Makabel Thomas Moishev, is Imnesha Banas Yoishvis Besaychai Vegaidelis, because the girls sit in it when they have their hair braided. See, it's a Mardik idea. Instead of like when you take a haircut, you put on that barber's thing, and it goes around your neck. This way you just sit in this thing, this like mesh that catches the hair. Balamaisa, because of that, it's roi to be mekabel tumah.